Welcome aboard. It's Jay Berman, not Damon Amendola. Are we set for a four-hour ear bleed? I believe so. 855-212-4CBS. As always, you can hit me up on Twitter as well, at Jay Berman, J-A-Y-B-E-R-M-A-N. Those of you in search of the great Damon Amendola, my apologies. He's under the weather. I am pinch hitting. We're going all the way till 6 a.m. Eastern time alongside KBJ and Shawnee Shu. We are coming to you live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studio. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. There is a popular sentiment suggesting that February is a dead sports month. Well, I beg to differ. And February is great because it is somewhat of a crossover sports month. On any given night, you can talk about any sport, at least the four main professional North American sports. We've talked football and baseball and basketball and hockey, not even counting the Olympics. And, of course, that's where we'll begin, where the hockey has been really one of the main focuses of the Olympics. Apologies to all non-hockey fans. And it's really those non-hockey fans that have reared their ugly heads these days because, you know what? They have been nothing but excited for this hockey tournament, specifically the men. We'll get to the women in a second. But in regards to the men and the NHL players playing in Sochi, Russia, well, I've been very, very consistent about this. And tonight is not the night to change directions. Sean agrees with me. Kenny does not. And we'll obviously hear from them coming up. But the fact that the NHL continues to use their own players in the Olympics is ridiculous. And folks, I'm not even going to use injury to key players as the number one reason. We discussed this several nights ago. We'll discuss it again tonight. And we use the analogy of the NFL. Roger Goodell is the commissioner of the NFL. It is the, really, North America, the only place on the entire planet where American football is popular. Now, what's ironic about it, or at least interesting about it, is the fact that it's so popular in America that it really outweighs those other three sports combined. But Roger Goodell's responsibility, like it or not, is to grow the game of American football because, as I said, it's only popular in America. American football really is not popular anyplace else in the world. So Roger Goodell feels he has to expand the reach of his league into Mexico City, into Canada, into London and Europe and places like that. And even eventually, I would assume, to the Far East. So he's expanding the sport of American football in addition to his brand of the NFL. Gary Bettman does not need or does not have the responsibility to grow the game of hockey. Why? Because the game of hockey is popular in Europe, very popular in Europe, very popular in Russia. Gary Bettman's responsibility is to the owners of the teams in the NHL and to keep the game of hockey in America, in North America, in Canada and the United States, popular, thriving, and a top brand. But what Gary Bettman felt he needed to do was grow the NHL players, or at least the brand of the NHL players, by agreeing to let them play in the Olympics. And folks, as I said, and I will eventually say, I'm not going to talk about the injuries yet. We'll get to those coming up. Point is, Gary Bettman does not have the responsibility of growing the game of hockey because hockey is already popular outside of the North American areas and territories. So it's not like Roger Goodell, who has a responsibility to grow the game of American football because it's only popular in America. So Gary Bettman allowing NHL players to play in the Olympics is ridiculous. The responsibility of the NHL players is to the teams that they play for in North America. It's to the responsibility of the players, the teams and the fans that pay their contracts. And again, it bears repeating, we are not discussing injuries. Yet. because I'm going to be consistent about it. It wasn't part of the reason why I didn't want players from the NHL playing in the Olympics, but now it is a factor. You cannot ignore it. Time to talk to lead college basketball writer for USA Today. That, of course, is Eric Prisbell, who joins us here on CBS Sports Radio. Eric, welcome. And I guess we'll start right at the top. Yes, Florida is the top-ranked team in the nation. Is Florida the best team in the nation right now?
Yeah, I really think they are, Jay. And, you know, I've thought that probably for almost 6 weeks now. I remember, you know, more than a month ago, I said if the tournament started that day, I would pick the Florida Gators to win the national championship.
All right, we're back here on CBS Sports Radio. Jay Berman with you for another hour and 40 minutes, 855-212-4CBS. Pleased to be joined now by Mike Tannenbaum, former general manager of the New York Jets. He now contributes as a writer to Yahoo Sports. Mike, thanks for joining us, and we'll get this out of the way. Lots of rumors surrounding yourself and the vacancy in Miami. What can you tell us about exactly where those rumors stand at this point in time?
Hey, it's great. Thanks for having me, and I'm happy doing what I'm doing right now. I always said that, you know, I would never rule out anything in my future, so you know, I'll just leave it at that for now. So, but I'm happy with where I am with things.
It's time for Jay Berman to regulate. 855-212-4CBS.
Mr.
Jay,
Trotta.
Alongside the one and only Brian Jones, as we shift gears and talk NASCAR. Danielle Trotta on the line, reporter for Fox Sports 1, getting set for what Brian refers to and all you gearheads refer to as Speed Week. I was born in Chicago, raised in New York. So, Brian, it's all yours.
Yeah, but you were in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
I know. I have questions. I've got some questions, but I'll let you lead this off.
Don't ask anything. Danielle, how you doing?
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me back.
Thanks for coming back. And a pleasure to have you back, Speed Week. Now, are you down in Daytona or are you in Charlotte?
Really? You in Shaker Heights, answer me this. You in Cleveland, answer me this. Where would you rather live in the dead of winter? Cleveland or Miami? That's what I thought. All right, to the phones we go at 855-212-4CBS. Let's start with Mike, who's calling from Cleveland. Mike, you're up next on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how are you doing, Jay?
Good. Thanks for calling, Mikey.
Hey, I would love to see you in your beret, but, you know, I am calling to defend Big Z.
And again, 855-212-4CBS for all our chatter, and we'll start this hour off with Rick calling from Philadelphia. Rick, you're up next on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good, bud.
Listen, I've been a San Diego fan since the Dan Fouts days, and I'm a dedicated fan, but I'm also a realistic fan. what are your feelings on the Chargers' chances today in Denver?
I told you that I think that game's going to be close, and I would not be surprised to see the Chargers win. I wouldn't. I'm not predicting a win, but in no way would I be shocked if they won. All right, Dustin's going to start us off. Again, the number is 855-212-4CBS. Dustin, you are up first on CBS Sports Radio. Take it away, bud.
I was just calling to say that, man, I mean, I understand what you're coming from. I get that these NHL players are, they owe a responsibility to their coaches and their owners and whatever.
How about the fans?
Okay, and the fans. I'll give you that.